We say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our City Hall update. Mayor, how are you?
Well, beautiful morning once again.
Indeed. Yeah, here we are. The waning days of July already.
I know it. Yeah. It's incredible.
There's a lot going on, though, in the city, for sure, between the Recreation Department and the programs on the Hancock Adams Common and the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, I don't want to hear anybody gripe. There's nothing to do in Quincy. There's certainly plenty of options.
Yes.
So, and, you know, I know that we get complaints about some of the disruption, for example, reading, catching up on some of my emails and Billings Road's being reconstructed, and some people were concerned about the disruption of it. And well, I mean, there's not an easy way to rebuild a roadway without disruption.
Yeah.
You know, I think people would love to have it done between midnight and 5 a.m. and don't make any noise. And I get it, but at the end of the day, they're going to have a beautiful new roadway with all the utilities upgraded and so forth. So I just ask people out there, wherever your project may be, I know there's projects all across the city, that please be patient. We'll get there.
One of the biggest ones I hear about, of course, is Newport Avenue. There's just so much going on there, especially around the Stop and Shop area.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a big part of that is the whole replacement of that 113,000-volt electrical line that had to be replaced by National Grid from Field Street all the way to State Street, so Southern Artery to Furnace Brook to Newport Avenue all the way down. So that was, you know, disruptive to put the new one in and then taking the other one out. Of course, they'll be paying for the road to be redone when it's finished. So these things are just, you know, it's part of an old city replacing its infrastructure. So a lot of mayors kicked the can down the road on a lot of these projects. So here we are.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, it is the major electric supply to the city. And if that went out, I'm sure there'd be a lot more complaints.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So any idea where that project stands in terms of being completed?
It should be coming to a conclusion. I'll be catching up this week on a lot of projects, on schedules and all. I was away a little bit, as you know, last week, so checking with the commissioner on that with National Grid. We have a lot of projects that we work in concert with National Grid. Sure. I mean, the old days, we did a road, nobody talked to each other, but now, before we touch a road, we have conversations, literally sit-downs weekly at DPW about what their needs are, what our needs are, how can we marry them, so we're not digging the road up three different times, you know, once it's finished. So it's we've made a lot of progress, no question about it.
Another big project underway is construction of the new Quincy Animal Shelter up off Quarry Street. Had a chance to chat with the folks at the shelter yesterday, actually, and they're anticipating an early 2025 opening.
Yes, it's shaping up. We have a good contractor there. As you know, we ran into some challenges with the earth there and some of the stuff that was buried in the ground that was unknown, and so we had to deal with some of those issues. So it stretched out the project, if you will, on the time frame. But you know, the effort was always there. It's I think it's a nice setup up there. You got the dog park and the animal shelter across the way. So it's a long time overdue. I know the interim one is working right now, and that one is, you know, 100 times better than what the other one was. So this new one will be that much grander and nicer, and certainly meet the need and the challenges of that world. And we've got a ton of volunteers with the shelter. There's a lot of folks that volunteer, give a lot of their time.
Yep.
For these animals, and it's admirable. And again, it speaks to that community spirit in the city. You can talk about it in a lot of different areas, but this is another example of people that give back tremendously.
Yeah, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year, actually. They have over 100 volunteers, yeah. Started out of necessity, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you look back, I mean, it's not a pretty history when you, but it's just the way it was back then.
Yep.
Many of the animals were just put down.
Mm-hmm.
Some were sold off for science experiments and all that stuff with some of the universities. But, yeah, it's certainly come a long way. It's far more humane.
One thing coming up quickly, actually, on August 9th, will be the dedication of the Lone Sailor statue out at Marina Bay.
Indeed. I was down there yesterday and checking out the site. And they have a long way to go in this short period of time, but we're confident they're going to get it finished. And looking forward to that. We've got quite a list of folks that will be joining us that day. And As you know, we're honoring a number of admirals and a number of other what we call Navy notables who went on to do other service when they came back. And two admirals who are living will be there. Colin Kilrain, who retired as an admiral last year, was a Navy SEAL. Pretty impressive record. Admiral Keith, who he's been retired a long time now. I think he's in his late 70s. Lives on the West Coast. He'll be back. Those are the two that are living that we'll be honoring in the admirals category. And then on the other notables, I mean, you could pick literally hundreds of people, but we only have so much room. So we did decide on some other individuals, including Charles Francis Adams, who was Secretary of the Navy, Mayor of Quincy, Secretary of the Navy under Herbert Hoover, Frank Bellotti, one of the first frogmen, Henry Bosworth served in the Navy for a long time. His ship had 10 battle stars, I believe, and came back and started a community newspaper, which is pretty cool. Dick Stratton, of course, his story is pretty incredible. Certainly going to honor him. Millie Cox, who one of the first female Marines to be part of it, too. So exciting. You know, we're honoring the shipbuilding history, the Naval Air Station history. We'll have the bell from the USS Quincy that used to be in front of City Hall here. That'll be part of the display down there. It's going to be quite impressive. Of course, the Lone Sailor statue is the centerpiece of it all. But it's really and to honor all those that served in the Navy, and certainly the Marines are part of the Navy. Mm-hmm. It depends. You know, you talk to a Marine, they don't necessarily agree with that, but it is what it is, as they say. Right. So, and so certainly all sailors and Marines from Quincy and all of those that contributed to the war effort, including building ships and running an airport out at Squanum. So pretty impressive. And that's why that site was chosen in the end. It really sits literally where the shipbuilding plant was out there. So it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, the actual name is Quincy Navy Park at Squantum and the unveiling of the Lone Sailor statue.
So, correct. Yeah. It's a multiple.
Friday, August 9th, 10 a.m. at the boardwalk.
Correct.
Mayor, can we talk a little bit about, since last we chatted, there's been an announcement that the Red Line is going to have a major shutdown in September.
Yes, I've had some direct conversations with General Manager Philip Ang, who's, I think, doing a pretty remarkable job as General Manager of the T. And you know, the original shutdown was going to be a little shorter, and we had chatted about it, him extending it a little bit to do the work so that we can bring the track ability up to take trains going at a faster speed. So while you're shutting down, why not shut down a few more days to get it right? So I support the decision to do that with the diversion, with buses and all. It's the only way to get it done in a timely fashion. You know, the old days of T, what they would do, they would shut down at night, and it shut down, and the T would shut down the actual Red Line at 1 in the morning. So it opens up again first thing at sunrise.
Yep.
So by the time you set up and the breakdown time, you're getting very little work done in a couple of hours.
Right.
So it's not efficient. It's very expensive. And I think it's more frustrating for people. So, you know, we saw what would happen with the Wallison Station. The city supported the shutdown of the station to get it done far more quickly than it would have been had you tried to keep the station open and doing the construction at the same time.
Right.
So, you know, that was a great learning experience. There was all kinds of folks up in arms about it. The world was going to end. And, you know, when the thing was finished, everyone was happy.
Mm-hmm.
The bus service worked very well. In fact, they liked it so much, they didn't want to lose the bus service.
That's right.
So, you know, again, these are tough things. Old, you know, the T is, the MBTA is the oldest subway system in the country. Obviously, the Red Line's newer, but Park Street's the oldest subway station in the nation. It's pretty remarkable. So, again, I know we talk a lot about old infrastructure in our city. Well, it's the same issue with the T. That it's a long time without any major upgrades. They spent a lot of money on expansion, but didn't pay attention to maintenance on what they had. So Phil and the T, is doing a great job playing catch-up. But this upgrade on the Red Line, along with the cars as they trickle in, is going to make a huge difference for the ridership down here on the South Shore.
Mm-hmm. So it's September 6th through the 29th from JFK, UMass, all the way down to Braintree. Yep. 24-day shutdown. But according to the T, it will increase travel time on that line up to 25 minutes. So that's significant.
It's huge. I mean, I think they go from right now everything is slow.
Yep.
But if that was in tip-top shape, it was supposed to be 40 miles an hour. But what they're going to be doing to the track, it could get closer to 50 miles an hour.
Wow.
So it's really important work, and it's good stuff for the rider.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think how nice you'll feel speeding by the people stuck on the expressway.
That's right. That's right. The reverse will happen.
Speaking of shutdowns, of course, you're aware, too, that Steward Healthcare is planning to close Kearney Hospital just over the bridge.
I've been following that in the news.
Yeah.
It's interesting. The whole changes in healthcare over the years is pretty amazing. You know, the whole Obamacare was to try to take care of everybody, and at the end of the day, it seems to have cut out funding on community hospitals. It's a complicated formula, but... you know, obviously we lost Quincy a number of years ago. Stewart came in and promised the world and didn't deliver. And and look what they're doing to the Kearney as well. So I never understood their model, being a for-profit hospital. If a hospital can't make it as a non-profit, I don't know how the hell one makes it as a for-profit. So I thought it was, flawed from day one. But this is a major hit to metropolitan Boston. I mean, Kearney was there a long time. Very long time, had a great history. More recent years, it became heavily behavioral and mental health challenges. So where are those people going to go? You know, you go to Social Hospital or Milton, the emergency rooms are jammed, the wait. This is a real issue statewide, and some talk about it going back to when they closed all the state hospitals years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Where do people go now? There's just some people that can't make it on their own. They can't. They just can't do it. They don't have the mental capacity. So the state's got some challenges there we got to tackle.
Indeed, yeah. It's going to put a strain, as you mentioned, on Milton and South Shore in our area, for sure.
For sure, yep.
Mayor, good to have you back, and I appreciate the update.
Did you miss me, Joe?
Oh, terribly. Tuesdays.
You almost said that with a straight face.
Tuesdays were not the same, let's put it that way. And I'm sure you felt the same.
I certainly, there's no place like home. Dorothy had it right, but it was nice to be away. Have a good day. Thanks,
you
Joe.
You too. Yep, bye-bye.